Welcome to Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Magical Mondays on this Time Change Monday. Yikes. Hi, Virginia. How are you?
Hi, Shannon. Still recovering from the time change.
I know. It just messes up your energy, hey?
Mm-hmm. And we've both had a lot going on in the week leading up to it, so it that didn't help at all.
Not really. No.
No.
Not really. Yeah, I just find it takes, like, I don't know, a couple weeks just to figure it out.
Sometimes I bounce back from it so easily, and other times I am like I am right now, and it's just taking its toll on me.
Yes. Do you think it depends on the time of the year?
I don't know, because I never really paid enough attention to it.
Because I think the next one, because we get to sleep in or, like, get an extra hour sleep and stuff, I find that one easier than this one.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that, because we get that extra hour instead of losing an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I was messed up because I keep thinking, oh, my gosh, I have such a busy weekend and all this is going on and I can't wait till we change the clock so I get an extra hour of sleep.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was so backwards and confused. That's how crazy my week has been. And with not feeling well, and then I had a really busy weekend at work, and just long, long days, and
And then that awkward moment, just sort of devastating when you realize that, no, you have to get up earlier.
Right.
Dag nabbit.
Yeah, it was not a fun moment.
No.
So, and then with it being the new moon and me being backwards, I used to all the time get all these odd things during the full moon where I'd have, like, insomnia and I'd toss and turn, and then when I did sleep, my dreams were so active and vivid that it's like I wasn't even sleeping at all. And so now that's happening for me at the new moon. So naturally that happened last night, so that's not helping.
Not helping.
No.
Yeah, with our, you know, crazy stuff, I haven't had a good night's sleep since, like, Wednesday or Tuesday. Thursday for sure, because then I had company. But, yeah, it's just a little bit of chaos in the energy right now. But you know what? I guess we'll just get through it, hey?
We do every other time.
We do. But here's something interesting I've noticed, and let's see if you've noticed that. Because, you know, and last week I was energetically doing other stuff, I wasn't really willing to trust my intuition as much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if someone asked me a question, I said, you know, can I get back to you later? I wasn't, like, doing my zip-out answers right away. I said, I need to just get in good space. Like, I was a little more cautious, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just overreacting. I was being overly cautious. I noticed I was doing that a lot. Yet the hits I would get when they would ask would be the same as I would get later. And when I would tell them, that would be perfect and right on. And, yeah, I just noticed I was being, you know, careful. Is that the right word?
Probably. Or do you think in those moments you're spending more time in your head than in your gut?
Because I was getting the answers. I just wasn't willing to blurt them out like I usually do. I wanted to take the time and make sure that I could ponder properly.
Right. So you were in your head because you were getting the hits like you normally do, but you wouldn't react on them and you wouldn't respond from them because you had to spend more time in your head about it.
Sort of. But I still, you know, I was not in my head all week. It was more that energetically, I wanted to make sure that I was in the right space to share, because I don't want to steer anybody the wrong way.
Right.
I was just being super, super, super cautious, because I wasn't in my head. Like, I wasn't thinking, oh, that can't be right. I was just thinking, you know what? I'm just going to ponder this a bit and make sure, because what I was actually doing was waiting until my house was quiet and no one going back to their question.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I find in the chaotic times that I will do the same thing, where I'll get, you know, an intuitive hit from my gut, but then I don't feel grounded enough in it to say, okay, yeah, and trust it. So then I spend that time in my head talking myself out of it, basically.
Oh.
In that moment.
Okay. Yeah, I know that energy.
So I always say it, and it probably comes off incorrectly, you know, but I always say it like I'm spending more time in my head than I am in my gut, because I'm not trusting the gut. I'm not grounded in it. I'm lofty and I'm airy, and I'm just not grounded. So I'm not trusting what I'm getting, and I'm
right.
just fuzzy about it, and so then I'm overthinking it all.
Yes.
When really nothing can make sense, because I'm not grounded and I'm fuzzy-headed and airy. And so why I would try to overthink anything makes no sense at all.
No kidding, eh?
But that's what always happens.
And so then what do you do to ground yourself? What's your quick go-to grounding?
Usually I'll right away try and take a couple, like, deep breaths and visualize myself grounding and connecting to the ground, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And so that helps in the moment, but on days like today, it's not enough. So
gotcha.
I've been eating a lot of chocolate and candy.
You know you're intuitive when you start to crave chocolate about an hour before your radio show, because you know your radio show partner is probably eating it.
And I was.
I was like, huh, I want chocolate. Oh, yeah, I know where this is coming from.
It was me. You had to pull out the extra stuff tonight because I'm a little lofty.
Cool. Well, and from what I understand from my psychic intuitive healer friends, it wasn't just us this last couple of weeks, or this last week especially. It was kind of a global thing too, which just adds to our chaos.
Right.
I found I had to go outside a lot more. Sometimes I feed cows, sometimes I leave it for my husband. Just depends on the day. I found this last week I was feeding the cows a lot more. I just wanted to be outside, and I'd go for big walks.
And see, the weather's been crappy here. I kind of had that same craving. So I found myself spending more time with my cats, because that helps ground me too.
Nice.
With them and pet them and snuggle with them. And,
yes.
And I think they've been picking up on that, because they've been spending more time near me, which I'm grateful for.
Cool. No kidding. So you don't ever get the urge to go feed cows?
No, not so much.
Just checking.
It might have something to do with me not having any cows, but, I mean, those are just semantics.
Yeah, just really, yeah. Huh, I feel the urge to go feed cows today. Huh, I must be connected to Shannon.
Oh, that's funny.
Ah, see, I'm way sassier than last week. Way better. So, let's talk about being intuitive. Not that we weren't. Where should we start? I don't even have a place to start today.
Yeah, I don't really either. I told you, I'm a little fuzzy today.
Well, I put in my Goddess Power page. So everybody join my fan page, Goddess Power Holistic Healing and Gifts. Come on, you want to. If you join my fan page and tell me when your birthday is, I will pull a card for you for that day. Because I am cool like that. So I put on there, want to play, you might be intuitive if, so that people would give us some stuff for the show. And Charity did. She says, when you're talking to someone and you just know the right thing to say or words just come out, and then after your conversation you think to yourself, where did that come from?
Oh, yes, I totally know that.
No kidding, hey? Mm-hmm. You're like, wow, I'm pretty wise today.
Yep.
From
those are the days you have to be... You have to be extra grateful because you know none of that came from you.
Yes, no kidding. And you know you're tuned in, right?
Right.
That's awesome.
Wow, I was really helpful. I'm going to try this again sometime.
That's when it just sort of falls out of your mouth and you're like, huh, weird.
Well, wasn't that interesting?
Exactly.
Yeah, those things are always really fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or how about, I mean, and even sometimes you get the information for somebody, like perhaps you overhear somebody talking, like say if you were at work, Virginia, or I was at the school and you overhear someone talking, and you get all this flood of information to give them, but you're like, how do I go over and gracefully say, by the way, I'm a psychic and this all came in from my guides for you right now? Yeah, I don't.
I usually don't either. I'll instead of approaching it that way, I'll say, oh, I just heard about this thing. And I'll kind of relay it as like, oh, I just read this article or I just saw this thing on the news, or you know what I mean? I'll try and find a way to. And a lot of times, though, that is what will happen for me is I will randomly catch like 60 seconds of a newscast, and that 60 seconds or something that I run into later in conversation or something with somebody else, or you know, I'll have the radio on in the car, and all of a sudden I hear something, and all of a sudden I perk up and pay attention, and then later on in the day, someone is explaining this conversation or talking to me, and you know, saying exactly what I just heard, and what I had just heard is basically an answer or information or guidance for that person.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
It is.
Because then you sit there wondering, like, why did I just run across this one word twice in the past half hour? And then it ends up being the word that you have a conversation with somebody about later or something to that effect.
And some pieces of information that you needed to share.
Mm-hmm. And it'll happen a lot for me afterwards. Like, I've had friends and family members call me or email me and say, hey, I have a question, or I'm going through this and I'm not sure what to do, you know, I'm looking for advice. And I'll kind of give them advice off the top of my head at that point in time, but then later, you know, like within minutes of hanging up with them, I will...
Uh-oh. Are you gone? Virginia just fell off. We don't know what happened. So while we wait for her to come back, I'm going to share some more. You might be intuitive if, and this is from Carissa from Twitter, your body tingles at the knowing. That happens a lot. When you hear something or you think about something and you get those full body shivers. So while we wait for Virginia to call back in, oh, yay, got her. Then we can talk about that one.
Was that one
nice.
Of those times where, you know, you're talking to yourself and...
And you keep talking and talking and talking.
Right.
Until you realize it's like dead silence. Yeah.
I was hearing some odd crackling in the phone, and I thought maybe you were typing, so I just kept talking, and then all of a sudden, there was nothing. So I don't know what happened. Maybe I wasn't supposed to talk about that and give away my secrets.
There you go. Someone cut you off.
Yeah, what the heck.
Well, I shared what Carissa from Twitter said about you might be intuitive if your body tingles at the knowing.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
That is a very good one. Those full body shivers.
Mm-hmm.
Love, love that. Especially if somebody else is telling you something and you just get them and you're like, wow, whatever they're talking about, you know it's perfect and right for them and they need to go with it and pursue it.
Right.
Love that.
I feel like I get that a lot. When someone is talking about an experience they've had or something, and when it's a profound experience for them that might be somewhat transformative for them, I get that that whole chills from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
Where it
nice.
Gives me that whoa feeling.
That gives me just makes me shake right now.
I gave you that whoa feeling.
Yes, yes, you did. Okay, what are some other ones?
Some simple ways of, you know, maybe not so people that maybe aren't in touch or as in touch with their intuitive sides. It could be as simple as thinking of someone and then they call you that day or something. Or
text you or message you.
Right. And it's someone that, like, you haven't heard from in a while and all of a sudden they just kind of pop in your mind and then you hear from them. Or you're going to call them and they call you. Or, you know, you think of a song randomly popping into your head and you, you know, turn on the radio and then that song is playing or something, you know?
Yes.
Even small things like that, I think, are signs that you might be intuitive.
Mm-hmm. Or more signs that you're intuitive. Are you drawn to learning about intuition? Do you want to know more? Are you fascinated by all that stuff? Do you own oracle cards?
Mm-hmm.
Those are all signs that you're intuitive.
Because let's face it, most people who are interested in intuition are interested for a reason, right?
Exactly. Because if they weren't interested, it wouldn't be a part of their awareness, right? So
right.
It wouldn't even occur to them.
Right. And I'm going to apologize for my sniffles.
Okay.
Because I feel like I keep sniffling and I'm sorry.
Do you just know things without knowing how you know?
Well, I do. And I'm sure you do.
I'm sure lots of people do, but they might just write it off as coincidence or...
Right.
But no, that's your intuition.
Mm-hmm. I always say there's no such thing as coincidence.
Nope. Or if you notice synchronicities. I love synchronicities.
Me too.
Aren't they the best?
Yeah, you just have to sit back and smile and just know that there's something bigger at work going on. Like, there's no way all of this is possible or all of this just happened to fall into place. Or, you know what I mean?
Yep. Yes. I do, you know, when I have clients coming or on the phone or whatever, they asking about how to tell if they're intuitive is one of the most common questions. I'm sure that you get that too, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also because they wouldn't be drawn to come see us if they didn't have it going on in themselves and just needed to know more.
Right.
That's who we attract. Even those that say they don't or try to resist, you know they do. They're just being crabby about it.
Or not wanting to own up to it or admit that this might be what's going on with them.
Yep. Because, you know, being intuitive and developing your intuition, it's great, it's fun, it gives you tons of information, but it also comes with a sense of responsibility, right? You have to know when to shut up.
And that's probably the hardest part.
Yes, which is why we did a whole show on that. If you haven't listened to it, you can go back to our archives. Like, there's just so much, right?
Mm-hmm.
That goes along with it other than knowing things. Because that's what people always want, right? They just want to know everything about everything, and it doesn't work that way.
Exactly. Because you can't...
Go ahead.
You can't know everything about everything.
Your head would explode.
Right. Even people who are very in tune and in touch with their own intuition don't know everything about everything.
And their head would explode.
Right. They don't want them to know.
No. That's the thing. You don't want to know. You don't want to know that much about people.
Right.
So, because I kept saying your head would explode, I wonder if there's any relationship between intuition and, like, either knowing too much or not wanting to know stuff or not opening up and headaches.
Ooh.
Or shutting it down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's an interesting angle.
Just occurred to me that we should... That's something to research. Because I have a lot of people I know that are psychic intuitive like yourself, right, Virginia, that get headaches.
I do. I get them a lot.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to investigate that. I don't get headaches like you do. I get little irritating headaches at the back of my head. Actually, if someone's trying something or talking about me badly, that's when I get them.
Ooh.
I know as soon as I need to put up some boundaries and shields because I can feel it. And it's in the back of my head. Weird, right?
Very. But at least you know what's going on.
I do. I don't always know who
mm-hmm.
until later on, but I always know something's going on. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, I will have to be your test subject or your
research
lab rat.
I think so. I think there's something to this, and we're going to have to investigate that.
There could be. That's a very good concept. And
isn't it true that women get more headaches than men?
I think so.
Because I think I read that somewhere. Like, seriously, I did. Maybe my guides just told me. I don't know. But that would make sense because women are more intuitive just because we get to nurture that feminine side more.
Hmm.
Hmm.
And I think also we just, as women, tend to be more open about everything. Men, for the most part,
right,
are very closed off and not open and sharing with their feelings. And a lot of intuition is feelings. And
yes,
men just don't want to do that.
Yeah. Huh. So, huh. Anybody that tends to get headaches, like migraines or bad headaches, you need to send me an email. We're going to investigate this. I know Charity gets them sometimes, and I know you do.
And, Sue just came into the chat room, and I want to say she gets them when there's earthquakes or something about to happen. Something happens. I don't know if it's headaches for her, but I know she gets something kind of going on with her energy.
Hmm.
And I do. I get really bad migraines on days, too. And I try to pay attention to when or why or what's going on around me.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I can't tune into it. Sometimes I just don't know.
Well, and because your head's hurting.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
That's where your third eye is, in your head.
Well, and what's interesting,
sorry, I didn't mean it sounds quite as sassy as it did, but when you're in pain,
you
forget it.
But mine aren't always in the same place. Sometimes I will get them, in my brow or above my eyes. Sometimes I'll get them on the top of my head, like in my crown chakra, with all this terrible pressure. Like, down on my head, yeah.
Ooh, this
is
sounding even more intriguing.
Yeah, it's definitely something to investigate.
I think so. Huh, okay, back to intuition. Another sign. Did I say about the healing arts? No.
No.
If you're attracted to any healing arts, like Reiki or massage, or like to go get stuff done, you're intuitive. And you understand that it's all energy. You're aware.
Mm-hmm.
You may not think you are or know that you are, but that's one of the signs that you have some intuition going on and that you can develop it if you want to. Vivid dreams. Sorry.
No, go ahead. No, you go. You finish.
Vivid dreams are another one.
Oh, I'm, like, having nightmares about vivid dreams because I had so many last night.
Parallel lives?
I knew that was coming. I knew it.
See, look, I even hesitated. I thought, do I want to say it now or do I want to wait?
I almost said it for you.
Awesome. Awesome. I just had a crazy parallel life dream. I don't even remember it now. I remember waking up going, huh, glad I'm in this life, not that one.
None of them last night were parallel life dreams. I know that for sure. But they were just odd, and I can't even explain these dreams that I have during the new moons and full moons because they're so out there, and it's literally like I'm experiencing it right now as it happens, and I know you're thinking that's parallel, but I promise you it's not.
Some of them aren't. Some of them are just crazy venting, zipping around dreams, I call them.
It's just very odd, and it'll be things out of left field, and I'll think, why is this so, and it's literally in my dream, I'll think, why is this so vivid and real? And then I tell myself in my dream, oh, yeah, it's the new moon or the full moon. Just ride it out.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
So that's, they call that lucid dreaming when you can talk to yourself in your dream.
Really? Well,
yeah.
Then I'm a lucid dreamer. It doesn't happen
yes,
all the time, but it does happen.
That's one of the things about lucid dreaming. Because you're aware that you're dreaming.
And that's freaky in itself, I got to say.
That you're, when you're aware that you're dreaming?
Uh-huh. And I talk to myself and, like, work myself through dreams or something, yeah. That's just kind of an odd concept.
I think it's fun.
It is. I agree. It's still weird.
Are you at least nice to yourself when you're talking to yourself in your dream?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not mean to myself at all.
Okay, good.
It's usually a gentle working myself through whatever's going on.
So you are your own life coach during your dream time?
Pretty much.
How freaking awesome is that?
It is pretty awesome when you put it like that.
So funny. Huh. Now I want to have a life coach session with myself in my dream.
They are kind of fun, I have to say.
Cool. So your gut reactions are psychic hits, intuitive hits. Being in the right place at the
right
time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm sure that's happened to all of us.
At least once in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
When you have, this is kind of funny for me because in a couple of my classes right now, we're talking about divine encounters and divine interaction and guidance and all this stuff. And so they're asking, you know, questions of, you know, can you, you know, tell us about an encounter that you've had or a happening or something? And I'm like, is it not normal to not have them almost every day? Or to have them every day to the point where you have to really think about the ones that, like, really kind of knocked you off because they were so big? And so I'm thinking in these classes, like, well, I'm giving my input, but I feel like I'm kind of giving, like, big over-the-top examples, but because the other ones are a daily occurrence for me. So what might be a big example to somebody else is some kind of intuitive hit or guidance or something is almost second nature for me at this point because I'm so used to it that I'm afraid that I don't notice the wonder and the excitement about it sometimes.
Hmm. But you have to give yourself a mental nudge.
I do that. I'll ask, like, okay, well, if I'm not getting it, make me, you know? Make me be aware, or help me be aware and notice. So I do stop and notice. I don't want to say that I don't notice, you know, the guidance and all that stuff. It's just interesting that the energy from the classes is, you know, the line of questioning is for us opening up to it and being aware. And I have kind of been aware, so it's just kind of fun and different. And, you know, I don't know where I was going with that.
Well, but you have to remember that not everybody's worked on it like you have, right?
Right, right.
They're just at a different point. Because I know when I'm in classes, I dial it back.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them to know how freaky I am until they get to know me. Then they can know.
I don't even want to know some of the people that really know me to know how freaky I am.
Yeah. You know, we save that only for a few people get to know how really, truly freaky.
I even freak myself out sometimes.
Yeah. I I can relate to that.
So it's really, really nice to surround yourself with freaky friends that you can share this with because, you know, you can't talk to just anyone about this stuff.
Absolutely. I love having freaky friends.
Mm-hmm.
The Freaky Friend Club.
We're going to start that on Facebook.
I think we should. That would be fun. It'd have to be a closed group because, yeah, we don't really want to share.
And we don't really want real freaks, real freaky people to. We want our line of freaky.
Yes. Our kind of freaky.
Right.
So Dana in the chat room said that she saw somebody coming and there was glass between them and she just could feel their energy coming and they were not in a good mood.
That's the way to...
He blocked it. Good for her.
And that was a really good, you know, deflection of her bad mood.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're out, like, grocery shopping or something, you can just go by somebody and feel their energy of crabbiness just shimmering off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you walk into a business, that's actually the worst, especially if you have to deal with them because you need something and they're really crabby.
Yeah,
so I always try to, like, send my energy ahead of me and see if I can find someone who's not crabby. I'm, like, out poking them with my energy to see who's in a happy mood.
That's a good trick.
I do. Kind of bratty, but hey.
I usually get, if they're crabby because they're, I try to figure out why they're crabby and tune into them, and if they're crabby because it's just been a hectic day, then I'm way more patient and compassionate than normal.
Right.
And friendly. But if it's just, they're just got funky energy, then I really have, like, big sassy pants on.
There you go.
Which probably doesn't help the situation, but at least I get to walk away laughing and not feeling their crabbiness.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Although, it is also true that sometimes if you just go talk to them and deal with them, they get less crabby.
Mm-hmm. And that does totally help.
You just have to decide if you're ready.
Right, because I don't think people realize sometimes, especially when you work with the public or in customer service or something, that their mood is affecting people around them. So they're getting mad because all of their customers are crabby, but they're not taking responsibility for their own crabbiness. So when a customer is friendly to them, that softens them up a little bit, and then the rest of the day might go a little easier.
Uh-huh. I agree. I wish more people knew that.
Mm-hmm. That's a big thing I encounter with work, and it's usually with my coworkers, is the inability to take responsibility for the energy they're bringing to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get mad because they interact with a customer and the customer's crabby or this or that, but they're not recognizing the energy they're giving to the customer, which is probably what's making the customer crabby or not making them happy, at least.
Yes. And you would think that it would be, like, common sense, right?
Well, I have a saying for that. Because you would think a lot of things would be common sense.
I know. I do think, though, and I know we've talked about this before, but it's worth repeating, that with the world shifting as it is, everybody is becoming more sensitive and more empathic and feeling stuff. They just, a lot of times, probably don't know how to handle it, but they're feeling it, and so it's going to naturally make things better.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel that you're putting that out, you're going to stop.
Right. I went to lunch yesterday with my friends, and one of my friends told the story of being at the store, and she was buying a pair of shoes that happened to be on clearance, but they had no tag on them.
Okay.
And they were only 30% off, so it wasn't a huge thing. You know, they were 70 instead of 100. And like I said, there was no UPC code, no tag to ring them up. So my friend tells the cashier, like, I think there might have been one more pair back there. I'm not really sure. So she was in line for about 15 to 20 minutes, holding up the line, waiting, you know, for somebody to go in the back and search for these shoes the same pair so that they could be rung up. And when somebody finally came up with the code for this exact pair of shoes, the cashier says, hold on one second, and turns over to her little garbage can and digs through there, finds this thing, scans it, and then turns to my friend and says, okay, that'll be $50 or whatever it was. It was another 20% off coupon that she dug into her garbage can for to give to my friend for being so patient and not getting cranky and crabby while they were looking for the shoes. So being nice pays off, people.
You're not kidding. That's awesome.
Right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great story. That's very impressive.
But, and that just goes to show that, you know, you as the person working in the customer field, you know, you don't have to get irritated and worked up or frustrated or crabby. And even as the customer, you don't have to, because there's things that are outside of your control, and it is what it is.
Yep.
I always laugh at people in line, like at the grocery store or something, and, you know, there's somebody who's got, you know, a whole bunch of things on the belt, or, you know, a whole bunch of coupons or something going on that's holding up the line. And I always giggle when people are rolling their eyes and sighing, and, you know, then the cashier is starting to get a little frazzled, and I just simply stand there.
Me too.
And wait.
I'm taking a nice little break.
Right, and getting frustrated, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't help the situation.
No, and it just, like you said, makes the cashier more frazzled.
Right.
They should just start a conversation. I know, but some people, I don't know. There is a little epidemic of being inconsiderate, I have found.
Yes, you have found.
Yeah. That's another show. I don't get it. Irritates me, frustrates me. But hey, I'll get over it.
You will, and it will be okay.
It will be. Good night's sleep will help everything.
It always does. And you might be intuitive if you know that.
There you go. Yeah, we need some more. People in the chat room, got any... You know, along the lines of you might be redneck if, we're doing you might be intuitive if. What would be one? You might be intuitive if you look outside and you see your cows acting suspiciously and you can tell energetically that they just broke down a gate and they're all headed for it.
Or you just might be Shannon.
Yes. Brats. They're just brats.
Oh, Susan, a good one.
Kate?
You might be intuitive if you know where your coworkers are going on vacation before they tell you.
Nice.
That is nice. So where are they going?
Yeah. Where are they going? You might be intuitive if... What would be another good one?
I'm trying to think of good ones that, like, catch me off guard sometimes.
That catch you off guard? You might be intuitive if, and I actually did this with my mom years and years ago, she went into the grocery store and I was waiting in the car and I had a craving for some sort of snack, and it wasn't my usual kind of snack, so I was sending her mind vibes, get this snack, and she did.
Nice.
We were just talking about that yesterday, actually. It doesn't always work, but it sometimes it does.
And it's fun when it does work.
It absolutely is.
And you might be intuitive if you just get an odd vibe one day or an odd feeling and you just feel off or, like, something isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
That's something to honor and pay attention to.
Yes, because you will find out what.
Uh-huh.
It just might take a little bit of time.
Sue had another one. She said you might be intuitive if you hold something and visions flash in front of you from holding the object.
Nice.
That one's good. That one reminds me of the movie The Crow.
Yeah, no.
Have you seen it? You never saw it? It's not a scary movie, Shannon, I promise.
Yeah, right.
It's really not.
I don't believe you.
It's not. I promise you, it's not a scary movie. It's actually a really, really good movie. And Brandon Lee is in it, and he dies. And when he comes back, he revisits his apartment, and he touches things, and he starts getting visions of the night that they died when he's touching different things. And it's just a really powerful thing in the movie because it hits him so hard. So that's why it reminded me of it. It's really not scary. It's kind of a darker movie, but it's not scary, I promise.
Yeah. You have friends in the chat room saying it's not scary. I
don't
believe.
Thank you, Charity.
I don't know if I believe any of you.
I paid her off. This brings up a good point.
What?
That she said, I think we're all so used to being intuitive, we forget that these are intuitive things because we just naturally do it. And that's kind of what I was trying to touch on earlier.
Yes. So this is a good exercise for us to try to remember the simple stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That just happens every day.
Right.
Like you're in your red flannel angel kitty pajamas and you know the Fish and Wildlife author is going to come knock on your door, but you procrastinate changing out of those red flannel angel kitty pajamas, and sure enough, there he is. And you cannot get from your office to the bedroom because the door's right there. So you answer that door and you pretend you're in a sweatshirt and jeans.
Oh, that's the best.
I tell you what, I don't ignore those hits anymore. At least migrate to yoga pants, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But see, I'm someone, something like that wouldn't bother me. I think it would be funny and I really wouldn't care.
I obviously didn't because I knew he was coming.
Right.
I thought I had a little bit more time, like, you know, I just need to get this stuff done. 10 more minutes, then I'll go change. Yeah, it didn't happen. I was entertained. That awkward moment.
And I think that's a good thing that you bring up, though, is paying attention to that first instinct or that gut instinct. Because I know people who struggle with that, and you get that first instinct, and then you don't listen to it, and then you go back to follow it, and what you wanted isn't there anymore or isn't available anymore, and then you're mad at yourself because it's not there, but you didn't trust that first instinct.
Right. Even though you knew, that just takes practice. True, right?
Yeah.
Lots and lots of practice. You might be intuitive if you have lots of hindsight.
Right.
I knew that.
That's the worst. Kind
of trust. I knew that was going to happen. Charity has about getting drained by other people's energies. That's more being an empath and have energy vampires. But feeling other people's energies is definitely intuitive.
Mm-hmm. And it's not always the fun side of it.
No. Nope. Because when you meet someone, you actually use your intuition to scan them to see if you're going to like them or not.
Uh-huh.
So you get those hits, trust it. Because you actually go through each of your chakras, but you do it in seconds, right? To see if it's someone that you would like or not. Yes. And just because other people might like them doesn't mean you have to.
Right. And that's why I don't like a lot of people. It's an ongoing joke in every area of my life. Work, home, family. Oh, I'm laughing because it's true.
I know it's true.
It makes me sound like such a bad person, and I'm really not. I just am very guarded.
The Freaky Friends Club. That's what we'll start for Virginia, so she can only have people she likes.
It'll be just me and, like, five people.
A super secret group.
And it's not that I necessarily don't like the people. Well, some of the people I don't like, but it's just because they have an odd or dishonest or hidden agenda.
Virginia, you just have to stop. You're just digging yourself a hole. We know you like people. You just have to stop.
I swear I do like people. The people I hand select.
Okay. Should go check how much time we have. Ooh, we're good. We had to do a lighter show since our last one was so freaking weird.
Yeah.
But thank you, trolls. I learned how to use editing our show software. I am so freaking smart now. Looking on the bright side. That's how I roll.
Well, see, it's not just me. Sue said she had a boss who was very fake and she could read her. And then the boss didn't like her at all. And I've run into that, too, and so has my cousin, who is very intuitive. And a friend told her that that is because a positive and a negative cannot inhabit the same space at the same time because they repel each other.
Ooh, good way to put it.
That's what I thought.
You might be intuitive if people are repelled by you for no good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not about you, it's about their intentions.
Right. I mean, you could be a not nice person, but it's not necessarily the case.
Oh, Virginia.
It's not going very well for me tonight, is it?
No. No. Okay, I'm unzapping. I'm not sending you any parallel life dreams tonight. I'm going to let you have rest.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Much, much appreciated. Well, that's one of my patterns. Maybe we need to go back to that show.
We need to do another pattern show because we can do like present life patterns. There's so many that we end up having. Sue says, can anyone here pick the right slot machine to play? Nope, I sure can't.
I get too caught up in my head, you know, instead of listening to my gut, because I'll see one and I'll be like, ooh. Well, do I like that because it's sparkly lights, or do I like it because it's going to win me money? And so I get too stuck in my head, and it doesn't work out. But there are times that I'll get, like, a hit to go buy, like, scratch-off lottery tickets, and I'll win something that day. Never anything huge, but
Nice.
But it works from time to time.
I get distracted by the sparkles, too. Doesn't happen. And there's too many people, crowds. I've tried at the horse races. You'd think I could tune into horses, because I can, but no. They're just, Without slamming horse racing, but I'm going to, there's just too much stuff in those horses' bodies that blocks their energies. Because I can't. I've tried.
I've tried at casinos, and makes me mad because I never win. And I consider myself to be a fairly lucky person, and so I get irritated when I go to casinos because I just can't tune in.
Yeah. I like working them, but not, no. I just like
and
working
I love,
them. We get all the money.
I love that stuff. Right. I love playing the slot machines because they're fun. And I love playing poker because it's fun. I've always loved cards and poker. And so it irritates me when I can't really enjoy it and tune in because I'm always losing.
Yeah, not my thing. What would be some other things that would let you know you're intuitive? If just every day you just sort of test out the energies of everything.
Uh-huh.
And follow your gut, like you said earlier. Even like picking out clothes to wear. That's an intuitive exercise. What do I feel like wearing today?
That totally is. Because you want to be comfortable and you want to, I'll do that and I'll get like a color pop in my head so I know to look for like that color shirt. And so I'll look through my closet and I'll see that color and be like, oh, this is perfect. This is,
nice.
You know, that certain color will be like a long sleeve, like, you know, comforting, hiding energy type, you know, like sometimes I feel I need to be extra shielded. And so that color will pop in my head and then I'll find the shirt that I own with that color that perfectly fits with, you know, any extra protection I'm needing that day or something.
Nice. And yes, I do the same. So they're in the chat room. You might be intuitive if you're an animal lover and animals love you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, because animals, really. They belong to our freaky animal club.
Mm-hmm.
They are intuitive. They know stuff.
Yes, they do.
And they're discerning.
Charity says she's a secret animal whisperer. It's not secret anymore.
Yeah, true.
I just told everyone.
Kate says we have 1 minute left. How do you want to end this, Virginia? Let's just say Virginia likes people.
Virginia loves people, darn it.
She's going to fill the chat room with hearts right now.
Well, maybe not.
And so if you want to know more about how to develop your intuition or being intuitive, Google.
Mm-hmm.
And hang out with us, of course.
Well, duh, that's a given. The person who loves people, Virginia.
Yeah.
But I'm fun, darn it.
She's a secret people lover. She's a ninja.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So next week, we are going to be talking about the energy of emotional insecurity.
Yes, and how that
huge
wreaks
right
havoc
now.
And creates sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
That will be a good one. Oh, see, Virginia did put hearts in the chat room. Yay! Well, thank you, everybody, for listening and being part of our show, and we will chat with you all next week.
Yes. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.